Ron DeSantis brings home over 1,500 Americans from Israel, it's the right thing to do. By Jasmine Jordan on June 20, 2025. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday welcomed a second flight of Americans evacuated from Israel, greeting passengers in Tampa as part of a rescue effort led by the state. The mission, a collaboration between the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Gray Bull Rescue, Senator Jay Collins, and others, brought home families, including Newsweek editor and political commentator Josh Hammer, his wife, and their six-month-old daughter, as well as K-12 and college students and participants in Israel's Birthright program. DeSantis has already helped evacuate over 1,500 people since the October 7 terrorist attack in Israel, according to an ex-post by the governor. "This is not something that is easy to do," DeSantis said at Tampa International Airport. "There are logistical challenges. It was not an easy voyage for these folks. They had to get on a cruise ship, then wait in Cyprus, and go through everything in between." DeSantis added, "There are going to be more folks that are rescued. I know some other states may want to get involved at this point. The reality is that there is still a need for more." He emphasized the personal impact of the mission. "Talking with parents who had kids over there, many of them school age and college age, you're worried. But then to have the state of Florida really lead the effort to bring them back to safety. First of all, it's the right thing to do. Second of all, it brings huge relief to so many families throughout the state. People should be proud that you have a state that when they see a problem, when they see a challenging set of a challenging mission, that we don't shy away from it and pass the buck. We step up and we lead and we get the job done." Florida Division of Emergency Management Executive Director Kevin Guthrie shared the scope of the ongoing operation. "We have conducted two rescue flights and one cruise ship mission that have allowed fellow Floridians and Americans to reunite with their families. As of today, we have flown over 300 individuals and put on a passenger ferry over 1,100 more. Evacuation flights are still ongoing as part of Florida's unprecedented mission to bring our residents home." Guthrie offered his thanks, "I want to extend my gratitude to the brave team members on the ground, which includes Senator Jay Collins and Gray Bull CEO Brian Stern. They have been there for 5 days, about 120 hours, give or take, and they have had very, very little rest. Florida stands with its residents in peace and in crisis. We will always rise to the challenge. This is not just a rescue mission, it is a reflection of Florida's values of safety, courage and resilience." Josh Hammer, who had traveled to Israel for a family wedding, shared his gratitude. "So getting out in the middle of a war zone is not my inclination, per se. But again, thinking, first and foremost, as a father to a beautiful six-month-old girl. That's how I came across Senator Collins. I saw him tweet about Gray Bull's operation. It's absolutely incredible that the state of Florida leads time and time again on these operations. I have no idea why other states don't seem to kind of jump all in as well. But it's just to get another reminder that we are so blessed and privileged and honored to live in the greatest state in the country, the free state of Florida, and blessed to be governed by the greatest governor in this country, Governor Ron DeSantis, who is the greatest friend of the Jewish people in the Jewish state of Israel." When asked what stories he has heard from evacuees, DeSantis described overwhelming gratitude. "Every single person was thankful. This was not for show. These people were in a tough situation. When you have young kids, whether 2 years old or 6 months old, you are going to do whatever you can to protect them." For many of the families, there was just a deep sense of relief. They no longer have to worry about their four-year-old needing to duck for cover when the sirens go off. DeSantis added that this was not the first time Florida has acted. "This isn't our first rodeo. We did this after October 7, 2023. We were able to bring back many hundreds, close to 1,000 folks, mostly from Florida.